Greetings again, friends and neighbors, one and all. It's Pastor Bob. This is our 24th Advent Daily Devotion. It's a pretty long trip. And we're coming down the home stretch, as they say. But let's stay in the moment and focused on today. It's Tuesday in the fourth and last week of Advent. And today's daily devotion is actually called Getting Low. Getting Low. From the book, Low, An Honest Advent Devotional by John Pavlovitz. Getting Low. Here's our scripture for the day. Let's prepare for it. It's going to be five verses from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 1 through 5. Settle our hearts, still our soul, quiet our mind, and if needed, little sip of chamomile tea never hurts. Here's our scripture for the day. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who, then, is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him, and he placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." Now, may God bless the hearing and reading of that text, that Jesus teaching. Here's our devotion for the day from John Pavlovitz. A woman from our church was having a conversation with a friend whom she confessed she had been trying to better understand, as their politics were diametrically opposite in many areas, most notably race. In a quiet moment during one spirited exchange about the unrest following the marches in Charlottesville, the friend, who is white, said to her with what seemed like genuine frustration, "I just don't understand why God made other races," she continued. "If he hadn't, everyone would get along." The woman's comment was revelatory. She considers her default pigmentation, and anyone of another color is an augmentation. While she honestly laments the division in the world, she doesn't realize that she approaches that division incorrectly, feeling elevated above other people. Each of us has blind spots. The places where we don't see our prejudice or privilege. As a white, heterosexual Christian male, I've never had to take the lowest place. Even when I've made an effort to recognize the advantage I was born into and have lived within, I've done so while still being the beneficiary of a system that declares me the baseline norm. White, heterosexual, Christian, male. Most of us enjoy some level of elevated status, some preferential treatment, because of our nation of origin or our sexuality, our gender, or our very physicality. The kind of humility and smallness that Jesus calls us to is often hindered by the buffers that prevent us from getting as low as He requires. Today, reflect on the realities of your identity that protect you from adversity. Listen to stories that are different from your own and find compassion for those who may be more vulnerable than you are. And as always, we have three reflection questions for today based on the daily devotional, Getting Low. One of the ways that privilege shows up in our lives is in our lack of urgency on issues. When we don't feel a pressing need to act immediately, that is often a luxury that others can't afford. Where do you see this in yourself? How can tiring of an issue or feeling compassion burnout point to your places of privilege? Two, how can you intentionally hear stories that are not your own right now? How can you get low and listen better? Where are some practices churches can adopt to this end? And three, how has your activism, advocacy, or engagement on social issues changed you? What have you learned about yourself, or the world, or God? And that concludes our daily devotion today for all the listeners out there. Don't forget, we're in the midst of a winter clothing drive for our blessing box. Any winter wear, warm winter wear, warm weather wear, any of those things would be greatly appreciated. Drop them off at the church in the gathering space back by the blessing box storage room. Hoodies, scarves, gloves, hats, jackets, new, gently used and clean, all those things. And we have our Christmas dinner box giveaway on Saturday. We still have quite a few boxes left, so if you know of someone you'd like to gift a box to anonymously or in person, family member, neighbor, stranger, or try this one, enemy, yeah, gift them a dinner box for Christmas. That's an awesome thing. It's kind of a Scrooge-like conversion, wouldn't you say? Well, anyway, keep those things in mind on your heart this week. And that concludes our daily devotion today. Our meditation and reflection word to leave you with: urgency. Urgency.